Good evening. So nice to see the smiling faces all around here. So glad that the God has given me another Wednesday evening to come to sing and to pray. We'd like to revisit that hymn. We are not going to sing it, but I will read it out. Verse 3, His oath, His covenant, His blood, support me in the whelming flood. Think about that, the passages that we go through these days, that what is our hope and what is our strength and what is the promise? And this is what the writer says, His hope, His covenant, His blood, support me in the way of blood. Let's go to John 17 now. Justin was sharing from 5 and 6 last week. And we remember that Lord Jesus was mentioning about His glory and which He had before coming to this world with the Father. And then the second part He said about He manifested the name. I have manifested Your name to the men who have given me up. They were Yours, You gave them to me. Now, verse 7 and 8, let's read. Now they have known that all things which You have given me are from You. Verse 8, for I have given to them the words which You have given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came forth from You. And they have believed that You sent me. It's always helpful as we go down these verses, have a bird's eye view of chapter 16. The background of the 17 is from 16, where a time of sorrow and uncertainty was in the hearts of the disciples. And that is where the Lord Jesus is taking the time with them to speak in a very personal way. And He says from 16, that these things I have spoken to you. In fact, three times He is emphasizing that you say, these things I have spoken to you. First one is actually, these things I have spoken to you, that you should not be made to stumble. Verse 2, these things I have told you that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you of them. Again, further down again, verse 15, all things that the Father has marked there, I'm sorry, I think I in verse probably will leave it there. But twice He was saying, these things I have told you. But remember that the background of that chapter 16, again, just for our consideration before we go to verse 7 and 8. The setting here is that the time after the Last Supper and also the time when Judas was sent out and he was released from the group, and then he is taking the time to talk to them in a very personal way. And after that, Lord Jesus is praying for His disciples, that's where we read in 17. But think about it, his concern for His disciples can be compared to, we can easily understand that when parents, when they see the burden of the children, and sometimes their grandchildren, what do? They do comfort them, right? They comfort them. And also they give them caution at the same time. So if you look at the whole chapter 60, two things is very evident. A caution and also a comfort. And I think disciples, all of them, were in need of that, because this is a time lot of uncertainty because time and time again, Lord was telling them, I will be here with us for a short while. And then keep on telling that you may see me, you will see me, but you won't see me after that. Again, you will see me, he said. So all this keep these reminders making them a lot of feeling them uncomfortable because they were really struggling. What is he saying? That when these things comes, you remember what I'm telling you? In other words, this is the last time he is going to tell his disciples that remember again that these things I told you ahead of time. One is that, you know, you all will be gone from me. You all will be scattered. In fact, if you see in chapter 16, few verses prior to this one, I was trying to locate it, but anyway, I'm just trying to tell you that these close disciples who were with him at this time, they were looking for some answers for their anxiety and for the person. And he was telling them few things that they could figure it out, but one time, they said, now we understand that you say everything plainly and clearly, that we don't need any help now. And certainly gather what you say. Not only that, we certainly believe that you are from God and you go back to God. And they showed a lot of courage and also commitment. At the time, the Lord says, wait a minute. In a short while, you all will be scattered from me. None of you will stay with me. And not only that, you will run for your safety. At the time when you are separated, when you are alone, remember that these things I tell you, that the time will come, you will be left with yourself. But he's telling that these words, I am with you. Not only that, I will give you strength and I will give you courage, I will send help, all these things he was telling. And because of at this time they were really kind of terrified, but that is the background of this chapter 16. And he was also concluding that says that guys, all these things that the father all these things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Verse 20. Most assuredly, I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, and you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. Verse 23 and 24. And that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive that your joy may be full. And verse 33, these things I have spoken to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. This is the reason why they need to be strong. They need not be concerned about their future and also about their safety, because these things I have spoken to you ahead of time. Another thing is that in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And after that, we can see that things taking shape, and that we were going through the verses all the way up to six. Now, remember that when these things happening, those who belong to God, God is concerned about their safety. And because, in other words, as I mentioned earlier, parents concerned about their own children and grandchildren when the trial or burden come, that is the time they give them comfort, strength, and joy. In other words, that is the reason. The reason is because they belong to Him. Parents take that burden because children belong to them. And it is their burden also that they will take care of the need of the children as well. What the Lord was telling is that it is my burden, my desire, that you will have victory at the end. In this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Verse 7 again. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. They were yours. This is the prayer of the Lord. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. We will also notice that Father is actually owning these believers, these men, that the Lord is now taking his claim. In other words, even before they were chosen, even before they were converted, they belong to Almighty God. It is with his definite plan and purpose. In due time, they were converted by the Lord, they were visited by the Lord, and they were commissioned, and they were his as well. So he says that they were known. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received it. Look at the way how it is coming. They belong to to God the Father, and God the Son took possession of them at the conversion. And he says that you gave them to me, and they not only that, they have known you as well. And surely that I which you have given me, they have received them. They have received my word that you gave them. Surely that I came forth, they also believe that I came forth from you. So look at this way how it worked out. They were initially, they belonged to the Father. In other words, even before they were converted, God in his infinite wisdom knew these people who were there. And also he just claimed that they belonged to him. And then when the time came, Lord Jesus came, and he took possession of these disciples, and is now telling, "For I have given them the words which you have given me, and they have received." The beauty of the conversion is that they not only received Lord Jesus, but they received his word. So the hymn writer says, "His word, his oath, his covenant will support them in the overwhelming flood." The secret of their success and their faith, success of their faith, and the victory that is coming is on this basis, that oath that the Son made, the oath that the Father made, and the oath that his disciples made, it all helped them to support them in the overwhelming flood of life. Think about that, the things that happened immediately after his arrest. They all had to flee. None of them were able to stay together. If they were together, things would have been better. But what happened? Each of them, they had to go their own way. And because of God's unchanging promise that when in the world you will have tribulation, as we read earlier, but what was the promise? Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. The series of events that took place after that, when the Lord was arrested, when he was put on trial and he was crucified, and when they all had to stay away from the scene, except John, this is their strength, this is their hope and stay, that the Lord promised them they will protect. Think about that. How then the Lord was telling them, in a little while, you will not see me, in a little while, you will see me again. Two things materialized after that, right? When he was arrested, he was crucified, he resurrected, he came back, and he visited them, right? That is one way. Second way is, as he promised, after his ascension, when the Holy Spirit came to this world, as he promised, look at that, the change that happened, the feeble and also weak, cowardly disciples, you know, the way they were converted, they changed, they really received the power from the Lord Jesus Christ in the form of the Holy Spirit. As he promised, he is going to be with them, right? He promised that I would be with you even to the end of the world. Physically, they were not, he was not with them at the time, but this is what they experienced, that the power of the Holy Spirit empowered them to witness the Lord at that first century. And look at that thing, what happened. Because of that, they were bold enough. Peter, who was very afraid for his safety, ran away. And look at the courage that God gave to Peter. Look at all the disciples. Each of them were really cruelly murdered. They had to lay down their life. Except John, they all had died a martyr's death. We have this anger as we take time now to think about these assurances of the Lord, that he manifested his name to the Lord, to the disciples. He gave them his word. He gave them his assurance. The outcome of our study of this scripture portions is this, I believe, that the same Lord who promised his word, his presence, and his assurance is there even to today, right, to all the believers who follow him. In other words, in this chapter 17, the last part is that he prayed for all believers who are going to believe their word. In other words, all believers that come after these disciples, because of their work and their work, and then the following centuries after centuries. Even today, those people who are turned, their prayer, God is telling, the Lord is saying that their prayer also is based on what I prayed for them. In other words, God prayed for every believer who put their trust in him, regardless of when and where you live. His prayer is already applicable, it's already credited in our account. That is our greatest situation. We'll go back and read one more time, that verse 7 and 8. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them. Thirdly, they have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have disbelieved that you sent me. Praise God for all these assurances that these weak men later on believe all these things that we are reading, that he came from heaven, he came from the Father, they have received God's word, and they have believed that he used it. And you have believed that you sent me. And this is our assurance this evening, that this assurance is for every one of us, right? The moment you receive God's word, we receive the same way as disciples received the word, we received his word. The same way they received assurances and promises from God, we do the same. We receive the promises and assurances from him. And finally, this is our greatest hope, is that when darkness comes all around our way, he is our strength and strength. And that is all our joy we see, right? Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for assuring us through Gospel of John, the verses that we shared, that the same Lord that gave that precious word to the disciples, that I am with you to the end of this age. My word that is in your mouth and in your heart will never depart. That is the one that gives you strength. That was your assurance to the disciples. Father, we rejoice in the fact that your word that you give given to each of us in our lifetime, it is eternal. It will stay deep in our heart. Not only, Father, your promises are eternal as well. It will not change. When all around us will go, and also it will be like a sinking sand sometimes in that. But thank you for your assurance. We can stand on this solid rock. We praise you, Father, for your promises are true, trustworthy, and you are trustworthy as well. We rejoice in all your goodness and mercies, even the many blessings of this. Tonight, Father, as we come to the throne of grace for cleansing and for the assurance and for our strength, for our walk with you, we pray. Give us, Father, the help of the Holy Spirit, we pray in your strength. For we ask with thanksgiving in our Lord Jesus Christ's blessed name, we pray. Amen.